His disability was your excuse. His disability was why you did everything for him after his father left. Woke him up, made his bed, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Did his laundry, ironed his clothes, cleaned, scrubbed, took a second job so he wouldn't have to work one, even though he's 24 and you're 65. But he can't work, right? He can't clean, he can't do the laundry, he can't cook. He's autistic. What do you expect? What do I expect? I don't expect anything. But I remember. I remember him in the marching band, playing that trombone with more enthusiasm than more than half of his fellow musicians. His dramatic readings in English class, iambic pentameter flowing out of his mouth as naturally as each breath. In history, he never forgot a date, could name all of the presidents backwards. In science, they might not have let him handle the chemicals anymore after that unfortunate incident with the eyebrows, but he had the entire periodic table memorized. Jim! When he got a hold of that football, everyone, myself included, parted like the Red Sea for Moses. Nobody wanted to mess with that. We all stood out of the way of that charge. I remember his room. Spotless. I remember him cleaning, taking the garbage. I remember him making his own dinner. I remember him being social, as best as he could. I remember early on in 8th grade, when he did something wrong, you'd punish him. I remember later on in 8th grade, the punishment stopped. I remember in the middle of 8th grade, when he would hum to himself and twiddle his fingers nonstop and not realize that the other kids were making fun of him for it. I remember that they, the teachers, couldn't handle that he couldn't sit down for the entire period. I remember that they were clueless concerning him, and when it came time for convenient classification, a consistently competent yet callous teacher aide uttered the possibility, maybe he's on the spectrum. His disability, you say, you proclaim. Was his disability the reason that he could calculate faster and in higher denominations than our TI-83s? Was his disability what put him on the honor roll? Was his disability what got him more scholarships to more colleges than our graduating class's valedictorian? Free tuition, free dorm room, meal plan, books, all bought and paid for in a package fit for a king before he set foot there, only so you could tell him, "It's okay. You don't have to do this if you don't want to. You can drop out." So he did. His disability. So now, he sits in his room all day long, and you make his bed, breakfast, lunch, dinner, wash his clothes, clean the bathroom after him while he does nothing! Gaining fat, gaining weight, on the computer, video games 24/7, no friends to speak of, no responsibility, productivity, life to call his own? What happens to him when you're gone? Now that you've taken off his gloves, taking him out of the ring, his muscles have atrophied, no longer able to go 10 rounds with life. Will he relearn all that you made him forget? Or will it be KO in round one? I don't know, but don't talk to me about his disability, because I remember what I didn't stop him from doing. His disability, you exclaim. His disability. Disability defined at what gives one a disadvantage. His disability. His disability. His disability is you.